Hey everyone, this is Turd Flinging Monkey. So today I want to talk more about Nawalt. I've had some people send me materials that supposedly disprove Nawalt, but it does no such thing. Actually, the reason why they think this disproves Nawalt is because they don't understand what Nawalt is. Now, to anyone who's uninitiated, Nawalt means not all women are like that. It's simply an acronym that's shorthand for the common refrain from women, male feminists, and assorted beta cucks that not all women are like that. MGTOW and other communities within the Red Pill are giving women a bad rap, and even though there are some bad apples, there are some good women too. Here is the problem with this counter-argument from the other side. They don't understand what specifically MGTOW mean when they talk about Nawalt. The most common cause of this confusion lies in the fact that people tend to conflate instincts with behavior. So when a MGTOW says that all women are like that, and you respond, well, not all women cheat, or not all women will file for divorce, you're not actually talking about the same thing. Instincts are not the same as behavior. Not all women will file for divorce. The divorce rate is only 50%. And surely, not all women will cheat on their partner. That doesn't mean that not all women have the hypergamous instinct. And that surely doesn't mean that society doesn't promote and encourage women to act on their hypergamy. The hypergamy instinct is closely related, and I believe is actually an extension of the maternal instinct. I don't think it's controversial to say that all women have a maternal instinct, or the vast, vast majority of women have a maternal instinct. And if hypergamy is an extension of the maternal instinct, then all women, or the vast, vast majority of women, also have a hypergamy instinct. And I demonstrated this in an older video of mine called She'll Never Love You Confirmed. She was in a relationship with a guy, everything was fine, and then she just realized that if she didn't make a change, she was going to be with this guy for the rest of her life. But he was kind of a loser. Now, this didn't bother her before, but when she considered her future, particularly the future of her potential future family, she realized she didn't want to be with this guy, even though he didn't do anything wrong. And even though after she broke up with him, he, begged and pleaded and promised to change, it was too late. This also demonstrates what I call the hypergamy switch. Oftentimes, you can have a young girlfriend in your teens and early 20s who really doesn't demonstrate the telltale signs of hypergamy because she's not thinking about a family. However, one of two things will happen. She'll hit her late 20s, early 30s, and her biological clock will begin ticking. She'll start thinking about settling down and having a family. Her maternal instincts will kick in, and thus her hypergamy instincts will kick in. Or scenario two, she gets into a relationship with a guy out of love and whatever, and they have a child. Well, when you have your child, your hypergamy definitely kicks in because your maternal instincts kick in. Women even confirm that once they have their child, their entire outlook on life changes. And with this change comes what I call the hypergamy switch. So if you remember on my talk show, I talked to Mike and Tanya. Now Mike and Tanya, for all intents and purposes, were not a good match. However, she quote unquote loved him and everything was fine until they had their daughter. As soon as they had their daughter, and they were married, they weren't just messing around, they got married, they had the daughter, and then Tanya changed. Her hypergamy switch kicked on, and she resented him for not making enough money. This was never a problem before, but as soon as the daughter was born, as soon as the maternal instincts got triggered, her hypergamy got triggered. There might be women, perhaps with Asperger's, perhaps women who were born as men, who don't have a maternal instinct, and thus would not have a hypergamy instinct. However, there's a second element to this equation. The reason why MGTOW warned that all women are like that isn't simply because of the ubiquitousness of the hypergamous instinct. It's also because society rewards and encourages women to exercise their hypergamy. Now let's imagine you slipped into some parallel dimension where society was androcentric and everything favored men. And in this society, the government and the culture encouraged men to have extramarital affairs behind their wife's back or in front of their wife. Men could have sex with whoever they wanted, whenever they wanted. Now the woman, she had to be faithful to her husband, but the husband could have sex with any woman he wanted. As long as she was consenting, of course. I'm not talking about rape. I'm just talking about in this society, the man can have sex with anyone he wants. It's effectively an open marriage as far as the man is concerned. Now, due to men's sexual reproductive dynamic, men are programmed as males to try to seek as many mates as possible. It's why men can produce so much sperm. Unlike a woman, a man can impregnate many women in the same day if they're all fertile. A woman is restricted. She can only reproduce with one man at a time. Men can reproduce with as many women as they have sexual access to. This is the nature of human reproduction. Even if you discount MGTOW, even if you think the red pill is bullshit, even if you think not all women are like that, I want you to ask yourself, if you lived in this society where men could have all the sex they wanted with as many women as you wanted, are you going to tell me you would not have the instinctual desire to have sex with many women, that you would remain faithful to your wife and never have sex with anyone else, even though your instincts are telling you to do it, and even though the society encourages and rewards that behavior? A lot of men who say they would never cheat on their wife or girlfriend, they would never have an affair, they would never leave their wife or girlfriend for another woman, they all live in a society where those sorts of behaviors are looked down upon. And it is because of their religious or moral convictions that they don't act on those instincts. But you can't tell me that you as a man don't occasionally get turned on by another woman, even if you're in a relationship. It's simply instincts, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want you to feel ashamed for that. The fact that you're able to resist those instincts is admirable. But here's the difference between what men experience and what women experience. In modern gynocentric society, women are encouraged and rewarded for acting on their hypergamy, just like in this parallel dimension where these religious and moral convictions were actually reversed. Imagine if society looked down on you if you didn't have sex with lots of women. In that society, you would most likely have affairs. You would most likely have many lovers. It's okay. Now, just because the overall society might reward androcentrism doesn't mean there won't be pockets of certain cultures which aren't androcentric. And this is where the supposed Nawalts come from. There are small religious communities that teach traditional values and enforce those values within those communities. So women face consequences if they act on their hypergamy, and thus they don't act on their hypergamy. Again, just because a woman doesn't act on her instincts doesn't make her a Nawalt. The problem is, in a gynocentric society, women are rewarded and encouraged for acting on their hypergamy, and all women have these instincts, assuming they have a maternal instinct. And thus, if society rewards and encourages her to act on those instincts, it is extremely likely that she will. Is it 100% certainty? Maybe not. There are many women who want to leave their husbands but can't find any better option. And in fact, I'll post an article from New York Mag saying that more than a third of women who are actively cheating on their husbands are perfectly happy in their marriage. They're perfectly happy in their marriage, and yet they're fucking other guys. Does that make sense? Sure it does. If you understand that women marry for resources and utility, then it makes perfect sense that they could be perfectly happy in their marriage and still fuck other men. If this shocks you, it's only because you're projecting onto women. Men marry in order to secure reliable sex. Women marry to secure resources and utility. Anyway, just to recap, all women are like that, not because they always act on certain behaviors, not because all women will divorce, not because all women will cheat, but because all women have the instinct known as hypergamy. This instinct is tied to the maternal instinct. And because society rewards and encourages women to act on their hypergamy, it is extremely dangerous to a nearly suicidal degree to trust a woman in a gynocentric society. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.